Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Locunch Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there making things happen with your family for the generations yet to come, you know, our word teaches us to leave a legacy, to leave an inheritance for our children, and so forth and so on. We want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Anchor FM. You can also find us on Instagram at our website, ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com. You can catch us in a number of different places on your favorite podcast applications. We appreciate you listening. Please share this content with your friends, your family, your coworkers, even those in your groups, your church groups, etc., guys. Because sometimes the message and the word that we are speaking here today is for you. Sometimes it is for someone else that you know. Again, we appreciate you listening. Let's get started. Good morning, good morning, and good morning, guys. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, I am your host. Yes, that is me, Corwin J. Millett, broker owner of Exit Realty Group in beautiful, beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very, 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 very simple. Yes, it is simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. So, guys, look, we have been on a mission, and the mission continues, and we are bringing it to you real, real, real today. Guys, we have none other than Jason Owojo with Life and Air, the CEO of Life and Air, with us today. And he is going to share with us some unique tips, but most importantly, he's going to share his journey, what got him to where he is. So I'm not going to steal any more thunder from him today. And I'm going to introduce to you Jason Owojo with Life and Air. How are you doing today, boss?
Hey, Corwin. Thanks for having me on, man.
Well, thank you for being here. So if you don't mind, tell our listeners about you and about Life and Air.
Yeah, man. So Life and Air, I know it sounds like a kind of crazy, silly word, but I just think of the word millionaire, except with life. Now, that's not to say that you can't be a millionaire if you're Life and Air. They're not exclusive. But the key difference between us and as a Life and Air and someone who's a millionaire is a millionaire is someone who's chasing money with the belief that once they have the money, life will become great and amazing and awesome. You'll be satisfied. You'll be fulfilled. And you can sail off into the sunset. And what we've found with people is that it's really the life you want that you believe the money will buy you. And so Life and Air is about pursuing life first. And in fact, I actually, this is, we can have a side conversation about this. I think when you pursue life first, you're actually more likely to make more money. And once you produce life, once you create a life that you love, now we'll focus on business. Now we'll focus on how to fund that life and support the lifestyle you want to experience. So that's what Life and Air is. I actually came into Life and Air in 2009 as a member. The founder, Steve Cook, had invited me in. And at that point, I had never even done a real estate deal. I had never flipped a house. I didn't have a single rental property. I had nothing. And through Life and Air, I was able to leave my job. I was able to go into real estate investing full time. And one thing led to another until in a place in my life right now, what I never would have experienced, where I actually get to run the company with Steve. I do the events, I speak all over the country and share this message. And it's just, I get to see light bulbs go off in people's minds, like everywhere that someone hears this message. And so it's just awesome. I feel like I'm like living a dream here, man. It's awesome. Similar to what you do. You're impacting people, right?
Well, yeah. And that's what this thing is about. And that word impact, man, I love that word impact, Jason. That was every year I have a one word. And last year, my word was impact. Whatever I touched, whatever I hit, I wanted to have an impact. So that's what this thing is about. So I'm going to say this and kind of get a little bit further into the mission and what you guys are doing with Life and Air to help people. But when I saw it, when I read the background and all those stuff that kind of dug in. And as you and I talked in the studio, let me tell you what stood out to me. We take millionaire, you know, we think you're millionaire, you made it. That's what it's about. It's about getting to this place. But when you tie that in with life, when you are doing the things in life, big things in life, and having a major impact, if you will, on your life, that spills over into every aspect of your life. That spills over into your spiritual, into your mental, into your physical, into your financial. It hits all areas. It covers you as a whole. So that's what something I found profound in the name of the company. So I don't want to steal anything from you. I want you to share that with us, but tell our listeners about this journey into this space.
Let me touch on something you said, man, that's really, really important. Most people think they can separate their life and their business. And if you're having relationship issues at home with your spouse, you can go into work and won't be affected by that. Or you can have a significant health issue and you can still produce at your optimum levels in your business, and you can't. That's the part people miss, is that every part of life is interconnected with your business. And most people will end up focusing on their business at the expense of their life. And as a result, their business actually does worse. And so you really need to be balanced. I don't like necessarily the word balance, but you need to have each area of your life deliberately designed and complementary to each other so they don't conflict. That's really the key to success. We see people is they miss that part. They just want to focus the money. They just want to focus on business and the money. And I'll tell you, at some point, and your listeners, listen, I'm a slow learner. I had to experience this for myself too. At some point, I know it sounds ridiculous, but another zero in your bank account does not mean anything. It will not feel any different. And so maybe that, whatever that is for your listener, where you are in your business, that's not the trick. And so when I first got into Life and Air, I had that job. I became a broker. I had a health and fitness business, and I also started flipping houses. And so I quickly found myself working all the time. And I remember that was well and dandy, and you'd think that life was great for me. On the surface, things looked great. And I had a brand new 3-story brick home in a gated community, and I'm making all this money, and my wife is doing really well, until one day she approaches me and she says she wants to get a divorce because, well, we had issues in the relationship, but I wasn't there to help fix them because I was working. And I remember telling her, like, listen, I feel like we are a few years away from complete financial independence. Like, I'm just like, look at this stuff. I'm getting some real traction here. I'm making all this money. At this point, I still have my job. I hadn't left yet. And she didn't care. She wanted a husband. She wanted these issues resolved. And so certainly me not being there wasn't the only challenge we had, but it did not help. So, and this is a tip for all the guys, I guess for everybody. When you're having issues with your spouse, ignoring those issues does not make it better. Like, you can't do that. Yeah, you know, it's like the couple who's fighting because he works long hours and he doesn't want to go home and listen to his wife complain about working long hours, so he stays at the office. Like, that doesn't work. And so that's when I realized, man, that this was a really out of balance equation where I had sacrificed the things that were most important to me for business. And the belief that it's someday, like, I would be there, I'd arrive and life would be great. But what I ended up really doing is causing a wake of destruction in my life that now I had to go back and fix and redesign everything in a way that I'd never do that again.
Mm-hmm. So that, man, look here, Jason, that is a powerful statement, story. Thank you for sharing. Because sometimes we do, you know, we get tunnel vision that we forget about the other things. And it has to be buy-in. I'm going to share this with you. At certain stages, I call a family meet. We started this a few years ago where when there was something coming up or possible direction change or something that was outside of what was already going on, meaning, you know, I'm looking at this, or I'm looking at doing this, or looking at doing that. I want the feedback from the family because I need the buy-in from the family. So I'm gonna bring everybody together and sit them down. And hey, look, this, I'm gonna lay this out. This is what I envision. This is what it looks like. This is what the undertaking is, to get the buy-in before the undertaking. And sometimes when we're in the midst and the throes of, as maybe the spouse that is hard at it, building or what have you, sometimes we start adding on and doing things without having a call in the family meeting. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, man, that's a great idea. That's a great way to make sure you're all on the same page with that.
So that is something. So tell me what came, if you don't mind. I mean, thank you again for sharing. But what came out of that? Like, that's a wake-up call. I mean, that's like getting punched in the face.
Man. And it's my fault for not seeing the issues and kind of just thinking they'd be fine and they'd fix themselves. So I get, my wife serves me divorce papers. We end up, now I can't afford to stay in that house by myself anymore. End up selling that, lost 80 grand on that for some bad timing there. Ended up moving into one of my rehabs. Like I was living in one of my rehabs, like on a concrete floor and an air mattress, getting back on my feet, because that was pretty tough for me, man. I really meant those vows when I took them. And so like all my businesses crashed and burned at that point, because I didn't want to get out of bed. I thought my life was crumbling down. And so what I vowed then was that this was never going to happen again. And so what I did is I really reexamined. Here's something else that I want to challenge some people with. And certainly I needed to challenge it on this as well. I wanted to feel successful. And at that point in my life, I wanted to make that money. And I felt like this was so, I'm like, this is a goal for me. And like, I think this is a challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs, real estate investors, and business owners, is like, there's this drive inside of us that I think sometimes is drawn to accomplishment, right? And like, so you want to make six figures, you want to make seven, you want to make eight figures a year. And by the way, like what I've realized is, you know, you'll make the six figures and you'll be like, okay, well, I made 100 grand this year. Now next year I'm going to shoot for 250, and it keeps going. And that's great. But you have to take a second to reflect and see what is the cost of this. And then find out the answer to that question is like, when is enough enough, based on how much of your other life you're sacrificing and how much of your life you want to sacrifice. And so if you can, and look for a smarter way to do it. And so it used to impress me a lot when someone made a lot of money. Now I want to see if they have a life and make the money. It's a different game. Like it's a much more intelligent and sustainable game. And I think it's more fun too, because it's more of a challenge. And so what I do now is, so for instance, like for Life and Air, I've limited my travel schedule to 30 days per year total for all business. So that means all of our events, all my speaking, turning people down. I'm saying, hey, we'll have to do it next year. And I'm having firm boundaries for that. And I think those boundaries are something that business owners can do and incorporate into their life and their schedule in a very productive way, so they can have both the life and the business they want. I don't think you have to choose one or the other. You can have both if you know how to do it.
So the whole time you're talking, Jason, so that is very, very helpful. I'm going to give you something else as a thought process. So prime example, recently stopped in post office, checking our company's mail. And when I go, I'm always on the phone. When I go in, this gentleman comes around from, I guess, one of the boxes or something, coming towards me. He looks up, sees me, starts smiling. Hey, man, because he knows me. And I'm looking at him, and in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm trying to think of his name. But what I know is that I did something for him. I don't know what I did. I don't remember it, unfortunately. And or fortunately, I don't know, because I don't keep tabs on what I do. But that goes to the word we were talking about earlier, impact, because that is my measure. So you're measuring people, okay, you're making money, and or do you have a life? Well, I'm measuring the money but I'm measuring impact. I'm measuring that because I'm surprised often, like I see people see me and they speak, they smile, hey, Corwin, whatever. And in my mind, I'm like, well, who are you? Because I don't remember. But whatever it is that we're doing, and because we do this show, I've been places and been speaking, and then somebody will come up to me afterwards and say, hey, you're on the radio, aren't you? And I'm like, well, yeah, I listen to your show every week. I'm like, oh, well, thank you. So, okay, well, are you applying it? Yeah, I'm doing this. And I'm like, okay, wonderful. Because that's what this thing here is about. It's not about me, Jason. I mean, it's about what we do and help others with. So I like that, because like that measure. So you've done real estate investing. If you don't mind, you say you started when you got connected with Life and Air. I mean, you had nothing. You had done nothing, no experience. What did that look like? How daunting, what did that feel?
I remember this like it was yesterday. Like I remember the confusion and the overwhelm that comes with being someone brand new to real estate, because there are so many different ways to invest. And especially, so I started going to a RIA that was local to me. And for those who don't know what a RIA is, it's a Real Estate Investors Association. They'll meet periodically, and many times they'll have speakers come in and talk about topics. And so I got exposed right at the beginning to everything from storage to wholesaling to flipping to rehabbing to rentals. And I'm like, oh my, commercial. I'm like, oh my gosh, where do I start? Like what in the world? And so that was where, so Steve Cook, the founder of Life and Air, is like, listen, you really just got to choose one. Here's a couple questions to help you sort out what your resources are, what your skills are, what you think you'd like, where the opportunities lie. And we came up with rehabbing. So I'm like, he said, right now, until you get good at one thing, do not get distracted. Don't start chasing rabbits. You really got to focus on one, get good at it, and then later you can expand. And so I did that. I got into rehabbing. And then what happened was, is as I got better rehabbing, now, you know, I'd have a deal come across my plate that I couldn't handle with my team. So I'd wholesale it. And then from as this is going now, you know, rental properties start to, now I'm accumulating cash, rental properties are coming along. Then I made the transition from rehabbing into new construction. For me, that was more appealing because it's much more systematic. And I knew I had this blueprint and I didn't have to open up a wall and find out that I forgot to look for aluminum wiring. And so that I like that a lot. And then actually, as I started taking on more with Life and Air, and Steve invited me to run the company with him, I realized that I had too much on my plate. And so I ended up kind of transitioning into lending. And so that's, and joint ventures. And so that's kind of what I, and I think it's a common path for a lot of people, man. I think that at some point, a lot of people transition into either teaching people, which is awesome because, you know, you've done it yourself, or, you know, lending and putting their money to work. And so that's kind of what I do now is like, and I'm not boots on the ground anymore. I don't run teams anymore. I partner with people that are doing that, that I faith in their competence and their character.
So first of all, Jason, I got to give a disclaimer for those who are listening. Guys, remember, in the state of South Carolina, wholesaling requires a real estate license. You have to be licensed in the state of South Carolina to do wholesaling. That is a real estate activity that requires a license. Mm-hmm. So Jason, your story is like, again, like so many others that as you evolve. So I just laid out, and I do this on occasion, most times when I'm interviewing agents to join our firm, you know, I always talk to them about the cash flow quadrants. Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, then subsequently wrote a book titled The Cash Flow Quadrants. And I talked to them about that and how so many people as a transition, because granted, the majority of people in our country spend their time working for money. The people that have money spend their time putting their money to work, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a different mindset because they don't work as much. Their money works and make the money versus the one that do the other. When you get it right, you cross the line. When you get it right, being self-employed. So as a rehabber, I'm pretty sure some of the work on the property you did yourself. You probably did demo. You probably did some. So some of that work you did yourself, your hands, right, that requires your work. Now, eventually you were able to get to a place where you hired all that stuff out. So then you didn't have to do it. You can focus your time on finding deals and opportunities. And then you went to the money you made, you reinvested by funding deals for other people, for them to do those other pieces. And in turn, you made money there. And now your focus is all the way on, or you're all the way across the line. You don't come back. You're not trading your time anymore, quote unquote, for money. That is amazing. That's amazing. So what is Life and Air's mission? Like, what is it that you guys are hoping to accomplish and help people to achieve?
So our whole thing, man, is really helping people realize that if you can put together a vision for your life and really address the things that are specifically important to you, and everyone's vision is different, by the way, you cannot, it's not a one size blanket for everybody. Create a vision for your life, start moving towards that. And then as you put that out front and out center and you have the life you want or you're pursuing it, that's where fulfillment is found. That's where success is found. That's what's going to allow you to wake up happy and excited every day. And for most people that we deal with, by the way, you can be a life hater and not be self-employed or not be an investor. But what we've seen is most people, when they look at their vision, one of the things that we have people do is like, look at, like, for instance, we have this event, it's called the Get a Life Getaway. And we spend 3 days helping people figure this out. One of the exercises we do has a blank calendar and we say, okay, write down all the things you want to do first. Write down all the things on your vision first, and then we'll figure out how much time you have left to work. And oftentimes they'll have like 20, 30 hours left a week for work that they can still have in the office or in the field and do the things they want. And so when they make that realization, many people are like, wow, I can't have a full-time job and still live this. And that's where they go into business for themselves. But for us, it's really about helping people create abundant, prosperous lives. You know, Life and Air also, we believe in the spiritual side of things as well. For many people, that if we can help you take all of the the worldly concerns that you may have, like maybe you're working too much and you're not making enough. Let's help you with that. And then let's focus on the deeper stuff too, and help you realize, you know, what's really most important for you. And again, for every person, it's different, but that's, I think, where fulfillment is eventually found. And so that's what we're helping people try to discover.
And you know, that, you know, you got to serve the whole man. So just, Jason, so you know, when we air this show locally, we air it on a urban gospel station. My conversation with people all the time is that we have to serve the whole man, the whole person. We have to make sure that we encompass and address the spirit man as well as the physical man. So I'm with you on that. And I appreciate you opening, sharing that, because that is very important. You're not going to be fulfilled in life without fulfilling areas of your life. You have to. You guys have events. So I'm on your website. I'm looking, if someone wants like an introduction to Life in Air, where should they go? What should they do?
The easiest thing to do, man, is first is just grab a copy of the Life in Air book, like on Amazon, quite honestly. We've sold over 60,000 copies of this, and it's gaining more and more momentum the longer it goes. It's not a how-to book at all, but it's a really riveting story in terms of how you're going to view wealth and prosperity and success. And that's probably the best introduction to Life in Air. You can go to the website, of course, at lifeinair.com to see, read some of our blog articles, things like that. But the book will really help you, will do that. If what you read at the book resonates with you, and by the way, we have a lot of people that read that book and be like, were you following me around? Like, this is like my life. Like, this is creepy. And so once you read the book, if you resonate with that, then I'd say come join us at a live event. Teach those personally. We have the Get a Life Getaway, like I mentioned. That's where we spend 3 full days diving into creating your own personal customized vision with an action step and plan to achieve it. And then we also have a business builder workshop, which is focuses on the side of the equation, which is money-based, right? Like, so how do you actually produce the money you want in 10, 20, 30, whatever your vision says, hours per week, without you pulling all the levers and doing all the work? And so this is where we focus a lot on something called, we developed called SEED process. The SEED, S-E-A-D, stands for strategic elimination, automation, and delegation. And that's where we really help you create a real business. Because, you know, you mentioned this with the cash flow quadrant, man. Most business owners, I think if we're honest with ourselves, we really own a job. And so how do you actually get out of the operator role and into a true business owner role? And that's what we covered at the Business Builder Workshop.
Yeah. Most recent conversation that I've had in regards to where we talked about the quadrants, I shared that. I mean, so many people throw around business owner. It's a loose term. If you're self-employed, you own a business. You own the business and you are the business, which means you're right. Working everything, which means, do you really have a business or are you just working for yourself? You know what I'm saying?
That's right, man. You hit the nail on the head.
So, and we miss that. We don't get to the level we could get to because we get hung up on the title. Because I work for myself, I'm a business owner. I still got to work. So I'm really not a business owner, because it's defined by that. A business owner is not working. The business owner has people that are working for them.
That's right.
That's the difference. There's a difference. So if you got to work for yourself, you're really not a business owner. So we got to get people across that hurdle. We got to give them a greater understanding so they can achieve greater things. I know that's what you guys are doing, man. I'm looking at your events and I'm going to challenge our listeners. Now, Jason, we're quote unquote past our time, but we're okay, because this is a message I want to make sure we get out. But I'm looking at your website. I'm seeing these events and I'm going to challenge our listeners to go to the website, go pull the events and attend, go change your life. This is why we bring this information and content to our listeners, for them to have the opportunity to achieve greater. Jason, how can people get in contact with you?
Man, I would love to see people. We have a private Facebook group. If you just search Life in Air on Facebook, there's a community of people that are all getting into a situation where they're helping each other live their vision and help other people do that. Or I'd love, you know, to hear from you personally. If you'd like to hit me up, it's just jasonwojo@lifeinair.com.
Awesome. 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 Jason, thank you so much, man. I really enjoyed this conversation with you today. I'm looking forward to doing this again, because we have a lot more to cover for our listeners. You have a unique approach to real estate investing. And I mean, you have a unique approach in awe and inspired and enamored with it.
Hey, man, thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience. I really appreciate it.
So I'm going to ask you one final question. This is, I call it the mic drop question. I'm going to get me a mic soon and start just dropping.
All right.
But What is it, that one thing or things that either you've learned along the way or that you wish you would have known, if you will, that changed your life? What is it?
For me, it's that, keeping it relevant to a topic that we're discussing right now, for me, it's that you don't have to struggle. Like, it shouldn't be a struggle. That doesn't mean that work is not involved, because there is work involved. There are seasons to life and business, but you can have both the life and the business you want. You don't have to choose. I think that's a lie that is told. And also, I have a little bit of a, I don't want to say a pet peeve, but certainly like this, the grind mentality, I think that's harmful. I think long-term grinding will lead to nothing but broken relationships and a lot of regret. And so you don't have to do that to be successful.
My man, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for being a part of the Exit Strategy Radio Show family. Guys, to our listeners, guys, this was profound information today. This is a snippet and introduction into what next level can look like. So please engage so you can achieve and reach that next level. Jason, again, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for being on the show with us today. For our listeners, guys, one final time, y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. I'm gonna put the two of them together and say it to you this way, which is, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're gonna see you guys out there in those streets. Guys, that was a great show today. And we thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Exit Strategies Radio Show. My name is Corwin J. Millett. Yes, that is me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in for today's episode. Exit Strategies is my baby. It is how I give back to our community. It is how I foster goodwill, spread good news, and trustfully help you get great results. Guys, as I always say to you, as I always say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in the streets.